New York has been on pause, but that doesn't mean legal problems brought on by the pandemic can wait. WSHU's Desiree DiOrio spoke with the former chief administrative judge of the state court system about how a new task force of lawyers plans to help for free.
The Latin phrase pro bono publico means for the public good. It's usually shortened to just pro bono, and it's a common way to describe legal work that lawyers do for free. Judge Gail Prudenti is the dean of the Hofstra University School of Law. She was appointed to a statewide legal task force organized by the court system and the New York State Bar Association. Their mission is to help people deal with a growing number of legal problems caused by the coronavirus pandemic.
We're trying to build legal lifelines. We're trying to put lawyers where they are most needed and where people can have access to them.
The 16-member task force are recruiting lawyers from all corners of the state with all different areas of expertise. Prudenti says there's one problem that tops the list.
Right now, we are seeing the greatest need, obviously, for unemployment benefits.
That's because the pandemic brought an economic recession with it. So far, nearly 2 million New Yorkers have filed jobless claims. More than 260,000 of them are on Long Island. But unemployment is just the tip of the iceberg. There are domestic violence claims, people in jail who need representation, and landlord-tenant issues.
Problems don't just evaporate because there's a pandemic in everyone's home. In many, many instances, there's actually fast forward.
She says lawyers can help in a number of ways.
People don't realize that pro bono legal services could help them, whether it's find a resource or help them get the rights that they're entitled to.
The task force will collect data from New Yorkers to determine what kind of help is needed. Then they'll organize training for the volunteer lawyers and connect them with people who need help. That's going to need a workforce in itself. That's why Prudenti is working with deans from 14 other law schools in the state on a plan to get law school students involved through special COVID-19 externships.
Students would be engaged in a variety of pro bono projects, working with law firms, bar associations, pro se programs that are already in existence, and also creating pop-up clinics.
She says law schools often set up specialized free clinics in times of crisis, like when there's a hurricane or a flood. Students work with clients under supervision. They can earn credit and also provide much-needed legal help to their communities.
We're looking at a lawyers and law students rescue corp.
Even when there isn't a global pandemic going on, not everyone can afford to hire a lawyer when they need one. That problem is called the justice gap. It's the difference between the legal help someone needs and whether they can get access to representation.
We've been trying to address that justice gap, and what happens in emergencies like this, it just gets bigger.
Courts are hearing some cases right now with virtual services. Long Islanders who need help with a legal problem can contact their county bar association to be matched up with an attorney who can help with issues brought on by the pandemic. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.